Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls early in this in our next segment. I know I have a tendency to ramble on sometimes and don't leave you guys enough time to ask your questions. We will get your calls first thing in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions or comments or success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you need help with, we're here for you, 844-236-6010. Calls in our next segment, and we will talk with Dr. Matthew Budoff at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Budoff is a professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, and he's the chair of preventive cardiology. And we're going to talk about garlic. We're going to talk about garlic in the nose specifically, and we'll also talk about garlic as a preventative nutrient or preventative substance, I guess you'd say, for heart disease. Dr. Budoff at the bottom of the hour, and your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, I'm sipping on my Beyond Tangy Tangerine as I speak here today. Head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up, as well as the Join the Team link that you can click on and start a home-based business if you are so inclined. If you're an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, our number 844-236-6010, calls next segment, Dr. Matthew Budoff, professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA in California, will be with us. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about preventive cardiology and the healing powers of garlic with Dr. Matthew Budoff. I want to continue talking now about the retinoids and carotenoids, which are they're similar. Retinoids and carotenoids have a long history of being used in dermatology. The most famous carotenoid, of course, is beta-carotene. Carotenoids are also found in various eye health products. There's a really interesting relationship between the health of the eyes and the health of the skin. And in fact, if you want to protect your skin from the sun, one of the best things you could do is take eye vitamins and eye supplements like Ocutive from Youngevity or Vision FX. The same nutrients that will protect your eyes from the sun, preventing macular degeneration and other forms of eye damage, will also protect your skin. And carotenoids are chief among these nutrients, phytonutrients. The most famous carotenoid, of course, is beta-carotene, which is, from a molecular standpoint, two vitamin A pieces stuck together. The reason why vegetarians will use beta-carotene instead of vitamin A is because for some people, not for everybody, as we said yesterday, you can break apart that beta-carotene and release two vitamin A molecules. So for some people, not everybody, beta-carotene can be a substitute for vitamin A. But for most people, for most folks, you're going to want to take vitamin A as a supplement or in foods. Vitamin A on top of the skin also has great benefits. And in fact, as I said yesterday, it's the only FDA-approved topical ingredient for anti-aging. Vitamin A in the retinoic acid form. There's three main forms of over-the-counter, or three main forms of dermatological vitamin A. You have the cheapo form, which is pretty ineffective. That maybe has some vitamin A benefits, but really not much, and that's called retinyl palmitate. That's the kind of vitamin A you'll see in just standard skincare products that you get at the department store or on the internet. Retinyl palmitate. And that's actually the form of vitamin A that travels around the blood. That's a storage form of vitamin A inside the body, and you can put it on top of your skin, and there are enzymes in the skin that will break it apart and release the vitamin A, but it's not really, you're not going to get very much vitamin A activity by using retinyl palmitate. Retinoic acid, that's the active form of vitamin A, and you're going to get a lot of vitamin A activity with that one. Retinoic acid is not only important for the skin, by the way, it's also chemotherapy used to treat lung cancer. It's also used to treat diseases that manifest as various growths on the skin, including something called AK, or actinic keratosis. Retinoic acid and vitamin A, as we said yesterday, help support and help stabilize the movement of cells, skin cells, from the bottom to the top in a process called differentiation. When that process goes awry, lesions and plaques can form on the skin, or bumpiness can form on the skin, or scaliness can form on the surface of the skin. If differentiation is not occurring fast enough, you can end up with defects in the surface of the skin, the barrier of the skin. So retinoids and retinoic acid specifically have been used to treat a wide range of dermatological conditions, ranging from acne to actinic keratosis to pre-skin cancer to eczema to psoriasis. Chicken skin, if you ever heard of that condition, chicken skin, it's a hyperkeratosis condition where you produce too much of the skin protein because your skin cells are dividing too fast. And then there's the middle form. It's much stronger than retinyl palmitate, this form, and it's not anywhere near as strong as retinoic acid, but you can get it over the counter, and you can buy it as an ingredient in really high-end skincare products. It's called retinol. You've probably heard of retinol. I've been working with retinol for years. In fact, when I started True Skin Health, one of my goals was to be able to provide my patients with retinol in high concentrations. Most of the time, retinol is not found in high concentrations in skincare products. Most skincare products, if they're going to use retinol, will have like 0.5% or 0.3% or 0.1%. In fact, in Europe, you're not even allowed to put retinol in a skincare product at more than 0.3%. I've spent the last couple of years trying to get my treatments legalized in Europe, and there's a lot of things that I can't sell in Europe, that I can't get legalized in Europe. In Europe, they have this kind of system where they don't trust people with the skincare products. They think that the government has to approve everything. And so a lot of skincare ingredients, really effective skincare ingredients like retinol, are unavailable. In Australia, I tried to get my vitamin C products legalized in Australia. In Australia, I couldn't get more than 2% vitamin C in a skincare product legalized. So I had to bail on Australia, and I had to bail on selling my retinol in Europe. But here in the United States, you can get retinol in high concentrations. It's just that companies don't want to provide it in high concentrations. You need to have if you really want to take advantage of retinol and its anti-aging benefits, and there's some really tremendous, tremendous skin health benefits to this ingredient, retinol, you got to have 1%, 2%, even up to 5%. In fact, my Truth Retinol 5% Gel is my best-selling Truth Treatment product. You can find that at truthtreatments.com. All our Truth Skin Health products are available at truthtreatments.com. I don't suggest you start off with a 5% retinol. I suggest you start off with a 1% retinol and then work yourself into 5% slowly. Retinol is very stimulating. Retinoic acid is very stimulating. And not all skin types are ready or primed to be able to handle a stimulating ingredient like retinol or retinoic acid in high concentrations or in high dose. So it's best to start off with a 1% or even a 0.5% and kind of work yourself up into a 5%. And you don't want to use that 5% every day, that's for sure. You want to use it maybe once or twice a week, even maybe three times a week, but no more than that. All right. Hi, Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010. Matthew Budoff. Dr. Matthew Budoff will be with us at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Matthew Budoff coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about preventive cardiology and the use of garlic. In fact, there's an interesting TikTok craze, TikTok, the social media platform. There's an interesting TikTok craze of putting garlic in your nose in order to enjoy the benefits
of garlic, and there are a lot of medicinal benefits to garlic, but I don't know about putting it in your nose. Dr. Budoff has a few things to say about that. We'll talk to Matthew Budoff, Dr. Matthew Budoff, at the bottom of the hour. We will get your calls here. I wanted to read this one story real quick, and then I'll promise I'll get your calls. This is from the journal ReachMD. Patients with inflammatory skin diseases have high stress scores. And this is a study published in the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology, and I just find this totally fascinating because as a guy who's been doing skincare formulations and skincare dermatology for many years, I've always suspected that there's a lot of psychodermatological issues that lurk behind many of our problem skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis and dermatitis, and it turns out I was right, at least according to this article, published February 19th in the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. Researchers found that 66% of participants who had inflammatory skin issues reported stress scores greater than 27, which indicated a high perceived stress. For atopic dermatitis, the more severe the condition, the higher the perceived stress scores. So there you go. It's not always going to be topical skincare. It's not always going to be nutritional supplements. We have to address all the dimensions of health and wellness if we are serious about staying healthy and well. If we're serious about reversing whatever our health challenges are, we've got to be able to address the spiritual, mental, and emotional levels of health as well as the physical levels. Not that supplementation and exercise and eating correctly and fasting, etc., are not important, but do not underestimate the power of the SME of SMEP, spiritual, mental, emotional, as well as physical. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Dave in California. I think we had Dave yesterday. Dave, were you? Did we leave you hanging here yesterday? Was that you?
Oh, it's okay, Ben. Okay. Yeah, I've been a long-time listener of you, KCO, for many years.
I appreciate that.
You're great. You and guys like Dr. Biles and Dr. Wallace do great things, but so here, I'll make it quick. So my dad's mid-80s, and the last year or so we've noticed some confusion, memory problems arise quite suddenly. About a year and a half ago, about a year and 4 months ago or so, he had a double bypass, and my sister and I were checking his medications, and one of the medications, he's on one of the heart medications. A couple of the first things listed were memory loss, confusion. So
what medicines? What are the names of the medicines?
It's a beta blocker. Metoprolol.
Okay.
So he's got a doctor appointment Tuesday. So he's going to be moving down to Florida in a few months, closer to my sister. I'm in California. And, you know, we hope to maybe help implement some lifestyle changes once he gets down there. But he's got a doctor's appointment on Tuesday. So my question to you is, can you recommend a beta blocker?
No. I can't. They're awful. Beta blockers stop the heart. That's how they work. There's a nerve complex in the heart called the beta nervous system, and that activates the heart when the heart needs to be activated. The beta nervous system and beta blockers block it. Simple as that. Now, he's had a bypass, and it's not unusual for the brain to suffer after a bypass. And it's not unusual for the brain to suffer after you have a beta when you're on a beta blocker because you're not getting blood. The blood is not circulating as well as it should. So I wish I could tell you, that there's a drug, a kind beta blocker, but there's not, because what you're doing is you're poisoning the heart.
Right.
Simple as that. You're poisoning the heart. So that's like saying, what's a good poison for my heart? Right? I mean, I don't mean to be facetious, but that's kind of what the idea is.
So they're all about the same.
Yeah, they're all about the same. They're all about the same.
I purchased something from one of your sponsors, Nutramedical, the dairy antler product. So I'm looking forward to receiving that. Nutramedical.
I know. What's the name of the formulation or the?
I don't know. It's a deer antler capsule.
Deer antler. Okay, gotcha. All right. So that's not going to hurt him. It's not going to change his life either. But I'm going to give you a bunch of things that you can do, and you might want to check the archives for Dr. Sinatra, who was on a couple weeks ago, and he gave a bunch of ideas. And you might want to get the book, The Sinatra Solution. Everybody who has a heart disease issue or heart disease issue in the family should be reading the Sinatra Solution. Coenzyme Q10, must have. Magnesium, must have. Dr. Sinatra loves ribose. I love essential fatty acids. These are all critical for the heart. Vitamin E also always works with essential fatty acids. Don't underestimate the importance of vitamin C. even though we don't always often talk about vitamin C specifically for the heart. That's one of the main systems. The circulatory system is one of the main systems that benefits from high doses of vitamin C. Those alone can make a significant difference in cognition and brain health. Also, electrolytes, potassium, calcium, magnesium. I already said magnesium, but potassium, calcium, and magnesium. And then you'll get those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get them on the Cardio FX. Get them on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And you notice the brain and heart pack go together, the brain and the heart, because the heart provides the oxygen in the blood for the brain. So when the heart is compromised or circulation is compromised, it's often a short jump to brain health or cognitive health issues. So the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the B-complex, also very important for the heart, especially thiamine and niacin and B12. Thiamine's B1, niacin is B3, and then also B12. You'll get those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but you might want to consider giving them more of those. And they're water-soluble, so you want to give them a steady stream of those throughout the day. And then also veggie juices. Get them on a nice veggie juice supplement. Food is not his friend. Food is not his friend. Food represents a diversion of resources that he needs for his heart and for his brain. Nonetheless, he does need to be nutriated. So look for nutrient density and low calorie. Nutrient density and low calorie. The ketogenic diet would be awesome for him. You know, guys in their 80s or folks in their 80s typically don't want to change their whole life. You know, they're not going to change the way they eat, and they're not going to change habits that they've had for decades. But if you can get him to eat less and eat more nutrient dense, that will be in his interest. And then also, as we've been talking about vitamin A also has a really important role to play in heart health, as does vitamin D and vitamin K. Those are your main fat-soluble nutrients. Here's the thing. He's probably not supplementing, right? Your dad's probably not supplementing now. So I'm assuming he's not, right?
Well, I do have him on a I do have him on a multi-mineral formula.
Okay, well, that's good. But if you start getting into more directed and targeted nutrition for his heart and circulatory system and his brain, he has nowhere to go but up. So he is going to notice a dramatic, dramatic difference in his health, in his cognition, and in his heart functioning once he starts getting on a creative and an intelligent and strategic nutritional supplement program that focuses on those parts of the body. So that's really good news. The chances are the mineral supplement you have is not really providing a lot of nutrients, and you're not getting all the nutrients, you're getting the vitamins and other nutrients that are important for cardiovascular and brain health. So he'll notice a big difference once he starts. And especially if you can get him on liquid nutrients like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, those go to work really, really fast. So good news there. If he wants to participate and if you're willing to do it, there's tons you could do, and he'll notice a difference really quickly.
So in order to slowly integrate this, what would be the main two products that
I hesitate to say the main, but Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate EFAs.
Gotcha. Okay.
But that doesn't mean the others aren't important.
Right.
All right, David. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. All right. That is all the time for this segment. Dr. Matthew Budoff will be with us next. We're going to talk preventive cardiology and garlic. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost on a daily basis, people in Ukraine are asking for help. From the highest levels of the Ukrainian government to the leaders of the local towns, there have been desperate calls for more support to fight the Russian invasion.
We need the weapons. We need support with the weapons because Weapons question is the main priority right now for Ukrainian soldier, for our army. We ready to fight.
Vitaly Klitschko is the mayor of Kyiv. He spoke on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. On Saturday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said he needs more planes and air defense missiles. He said these are things that our partners have that are just sitting there collecting dust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Biden administration is proposing a plan to tax the ultra-wealthy. USA's Chris Russell reports.
A report by Politico says the taxation question is part of President Biden's 2023 budget proposal, which is expected to be announced tomorrow. An element of the proposed tax hike on the wealthy would touch on unrealized gains in addition to measurable income. The president wants a minimum of 20% taxation on the combination of income and unrealized gains, which, if enacted, would bring in more than $360 billion extra dollars in tax revenue to the federal government over the next decade.
Evacuations are in effect near the city of Boulder, Colorado, due to a fast-moving wildfire. The fire is burning near the Table Mesa neighborhoods and the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Personal data for about 820,000 current and former public school students in New York City was compromised in the hack of a popular online attendance system. Officials say this is the biggest breach of K-12 student data in U.S. history. The Education Department said the hack occurred in January, which prompted a week-long suspension of the widely used attendance and grading systems, Schedula, and PeoplePath platforms. The hack affected current public students as well as past ones dating back to 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a dozen years of archived information, lots of great, unique, singular health information at brightsideben.com, as well as the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our blog posts and news stories and videos and interviews, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all the websites, and we have a Join the Team link up on all the websites as well for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And also, I would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-surgical scarring, prevention of burn, healing of burns, prevention of scarring as a result of burns and traumas, as well as for treating acne and eczema. What I discovered was, no surprise, when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And that, my friends, is the missing link in the skincare business. Skincare products are not healing products, at least not till now. And that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Truth Skin Health. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Check them all out at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, and take a look at our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, truthtreatments.com, truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Matthew Budoff is a professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. He's also the endowed chair of preventive cardiology at Harvard-UCLA Medical Center. And he's also a specialist in garlic, which we've talked about a lot on this program for its medicinal properties. Garlic is a popular vegetable. It's been used to treat all kinds of health challenges, ranging from viral infections, cold sores, and now for cardiology as well. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Matthew Budoff. Hello, Dr. Budoff.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here, Dr. Budoff. So, before we get into garlic, what's this deal with garlic up the nose, this whole fad? Tell us a little bit about that and what you think of that.
So there's this TikTok thing that's gone viral now where people are putting garlic up their nose and then being able to, I guess, clear their sinuses more completely, but really not a proven nor probably healthy use of garlic therapy for people.
So I imagine it's the vapors that have a vasodilating effect. Is that the idea?
It's also blocking the nose. Whenever you obstruct the nose completely, the nose tries to start clearing itself by making more mucus, and then it kind of comes out. So it might just be a pure obstruction as well. But I think it's the noxious fumes of garlic that are contributing.
And now why do you say it might not be safe? What's your thinking there?
Well, you know, the garlic has, especially raw garlic, has a lot of noxious, a lot of kind of aggressive molecules. You can, you know, smell it very, very profoundly. Some people who eat a lot of raw garlic get stomach pain. The nose is very sensitive. The membranes in the nose is very sensitive. So probably doesn't like that aggressiveness against the membranes in the nose in many people.
So like a mechanical or topical kind of irritation effect?
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, so you're a fan of garlic, I take it, and but you're a cardiologist, so you don't use garlic medicinally, and you don't use it like a prescription, I take it, correct? How are you using garlic in your practice?
I use it a lot in my patients. I add it to their current regimen, whether it's prescription medications or if they're on only supplements. I use it a lot for cardiovascular disease. It helps with cholesterol, blood pressure, and coronary plaque buildup. So I advise people to use it quite a bit.
Do you have an understanding of how it works mechanistically from a biochemical perspective, or are you just working with it as a clinician?
I mostly do the clinical work. We've done some mechanistic studies to see how well it works in the cholesterol, blood pressure, and coronary plaque, but I don't do a lot of the basic science work to look at the exact
any guesses
that it's blocking.
Any guesses?
Well, I mean, you know, the sulfur compound is very rich in sulfur, and that might have some potential benefit by itself. And then there's also a host of different, you know, theoretical benefits: allicin, L-acetylcysteine. There's a lot of different compounds within garlic that may be very beneficial for the body.
Yeah, cysteine and the sulfur may have a chelating property, you think? Chelation's involved at all?
Yes, I mean, we've seen calcification, calcium buildup in the arteries slow down significantly now in 6 consecutive trials, 4 done by my lab and 2 done by other people around the world, and all 6 show a very similar finding. So it definitely has some chelating property, probably, to bind up some of the calcification and improve the coronary blood flow.
Now, what, there's garlic and there's garlic. There's garlic that you eat. There's garlic that you supplement with. There's different forms of garlic that you supplement with. Is there some one way to get garlic, take advantage of its cardioprotective benefits that's superior?
Well, you know, the research that we've done used this aged garlic extract. It's a formulation where they take raw garlic, they let it sit for on average about 20 months, and it kind of comes into a much smoother, more measured amount. And then they can put that into a capsule or a liquid, and then you can take a measured amount. So for doing research, it's wonderful because we know how much they're getting of the compound with each pill or each teaspoon of liquid.
So this is an aged garlic liquid that's available in health food stores? Is that what you're saying, or drugstores?
Yes. Pretty widely available.
Is it a brand?
It's called Kyolic.
Kyolic, yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and it's been around for a long time, and it's actually treated as a pharmaceutical in Japan, so there's a lot of research ongoing that are formal. And they have, I think they have like 1,000 total publications related to aged garlic. So it's really a very well-studied nutraceutical.
Now, how about eating garlic? Do you know if you can get the same kind of benefits by putting garlic on your pasta or pizza or whatever people put garlic on, garlic bread?
Well, we know, you know, garlic is part of the Mediterranean diet, and we know that that's the diet that's been associated with the best longevity so far, at least in the big studies. So I do believe that garlic is a contributing factor to that, and I think that there is benefit. But it's hard to measure exactly, because how you cut it, slice it, cook it may change the formulation of garlic.
Yeah, I understand you do have to kind of break it apart a little bit to release some of those phytonutrients. Is that right? You have to kind of crush it a little bit?
Yeah, so probably, you know, crushed garlic or pressed garlic may be the best, but again, that's just a theory on my part. There's really not great science there as to how many cloves or what type of cloves you may want to ingest on a regular basis. And we know the side effect is you're going to smell like
I smell like garlic.
Too much.
I like this. Not everybody finds that unpleasant. I like the smell of garlic. So it's not just for heart disease, garlic. Apparently there's lots of other benefits, lots of other health benefits, and for chronic diseases as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, garlic was initially used for infection way back when. We're talking about thousands of years ago. Garlic was an anti-infective. It worked against bacteria and viruses. Obviously, they didn't know what they were treating back then. But garlic kept people healthier. It was also used in the ancient Olympics as a performance enhancer.
You're
so
kidding.
The ancient Olympians used to, they used to take garlic right before their performance.
All right. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. We've got to take a quick commercial break, Dr. Budoff. So when we come back, we'll talk about this performance enhancement aspect. I did not know that. And then I also want to talk a little bit about cardiovascular health as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Dr. Matthew Budoff with us from the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. More with Dr. Budoff on The Bright Side right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Matthew Budoff about garlic and garlic for cardiovascular health. Dr. Budoff, before we went to break, you mentioned performance enhancement. And I hadn't heard that, but I wonder if it has something to do with bronchodilation maybe or vasodilation.
Yeah, you know, I think it improves the arterial function. We've seen that a lot, and the arteries get a little healthier, a little better blood flow. So I do think there's actually something to it, and it's not on the banned list. So
okay, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. For now, anyway. How about for how about androgenic for like male hormones? I've heard some stuff about that for testosterone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, a lot of men suffer from lower testosterone levels as they get older, and that can have a lot of impact, not only on muscle strength and vitality, but you know, virulence and other things as well. So I think there's something there, but that would get you in trouble if you're competing at any higher level.
Okay, fair enough. Now, you're a preventative cardiologist, and you're kind of a mainstream guy. Garlic is not really a mainstream remedy. Do you work with other things like hawthorn or turmeric or bilberry or other plants for cardiovascular health, or is this just something that you insert into your allopathic protocols?
No, we do. We do a lot with EPA and the omega-3s. We've done research with CoQ10.
Okay.
We've done research with turmeric. So we're definitely I definitely use. More than just garlic in my supplemental armamentarium.
What stands out to you in importance, not in the herbal world, but in the nutrition world, in the supplement world, for say for heart failure, but also for preventative cardiology?
Well, you know, I mean, when you're talking about diet, there are the superfoods that I think are so important. Getting those antioxidants naturally, I think, are going to have a lot of benefit for people, both for heart failure. You can get nitrates that way, and nitroglycerin.
Uh-huh.
Nitrous oxide is so good for heart failure and the arteries. So eating healthy and eating more supplemental foods that can help with your typical American diet is going to be huge.
What about for mitigating some of the side effects or toxicity associated with medications, like beta blockers, for example, or calcium channel blockers? Can you use nutrients or even herbal medicine for that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm a huge fan of coenzyme Q10 for the statin intolerant patient or for the patients who are getting side effects from statins, because it helps, you know, replete the muscle mitochondria. I think, you know, a lot of these unnatural sources of nitrogen are going to be very, very helpful countering some of the side effects of different medications, opening up the arteries, and really helping people tolerate these other therapies.
What's your take on veggie juices for cardiovascular health?
I think veggie juices are great. I think, you know, there's a lot of vegetables and fruits that are very high in the healthy nitrates, and a lot of us don't eat enough fruits and vegetables in a given day. So putting it into a veggie juice and getting your dietary supplements all in one, you know, shake or something like that in the morning is a great way to do it if you can't eat enough fruits and vegetables.
What's your take on the cardiovascular impact of the mRNA vaccine?
Well, you know, so the mRNA vaccine does have some cardiac side effects. It seems to be pretty rare, mostly related to younger men. It doesn't seem to have as much of an effect on older men or in women as far as the myocarditis or the heart inflammation. I'm still an advocate of using the a vaccine, especially in high-risk people, because I think the risk of COVID, I've seen some devastating deaths from COVID. You know, I would hate for somebody to not get it and then suffer the ultimate consequence of COVID, but we certainly have to be careful.
I wonder if using garlic can help with that, help with either prevent toxicity or side effects, untoward effects from COVID, for one, or from vaccination, number two.
Yeah, you know, garlic's been studied widely in other viral infections, and it is an antiviral. We don't have direct data with COVID, but I agree with you. It might either just mitigate some of the side effects of the vaccine or of COVID itself on the heart. It does have a relaxing effect on the heart, which may be very helpful in the long run.
What do you suggest for somebody who, I had a call from, we had a call earlier, from a guy whose dad has had a bypass surgery, now he's on a beta blocker, and they're noticing some cognitive issues. Now, the beta blockers, that's one of the things the beta blockers can do, and also if he has some cardiovascular health issues, that can compromise brain health. What would you say to somebody like that who wanted to use alternatives or wanted to use nutrition to kind of address what the beta blockers are doing? And maybe Dave's listening.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, there's some great supplements to boost brain power. I've worked with the fish oils. We know DHA, one of the omega-3s, is really good for the brain.
Yeah.
Resveratrol has been shown some data. Ginkgo biloba has been used for decades for brain health. So I think there are some good supplements, a little bit out of my exact wheelhouse, but those are ones that I've recommended to patients who wanted to work on their memory or try to block some of the, you know, detrimental side effects of other medicines like beta blockers, as you mentioned.
So are you seeing patients, or are you a researcher, or are you in academics, academia?
I'm in academics, but I see patients. I have a private practice, so I'm in charge of the fellows. I teach the cardiovascular fellows how to practice cardiology, and I'm in charge of them at my institution, but I also have a small private practice, and I do see some patients 2 days a week to take care of these type of issues.
And how does garlic fit into your work? Are you an advocate for garlic? Are you paid by the garlic industry? Do you have a formulation of your own? How does it come to be that you're promoting garlic?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. One of my colleagues was doing some research on blood thinning with garlic, and he said, you know, I've been doing research, and I saw all these benefits of blood pressure and cholesterol with garlic.
Uh-huh.
You should study it for cardiovascular health. And I just approached this company that he was working with, this company called Wakunaga, and I said, look, you know, I want to do a research study. I want to look at plaque. I'm not a believer or disbeliever. I'm very agnostic about it, but I believe it might have some benefit based on the other research. So I did a clinical trial, and it came out positive. Wow. And then we've subsequently done more. But I don't have my own formulation. I don't get money directly from the garlic company other than for clinical research. And they do sponsor some of the research. But we do randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials as, you know, the highest level of studies only to see if there's an effect of garlic or not.
What is an effective dose of garlic based on what you're finding in your research and also with your patients?
Yeah, well, you know, with this formulation, we use 1,200 milligrams, which are two capsules. I don't know exactly how that translates into cloves, but I think it's a fair amount of kind of purified garlic. I think that would translate into a pretty good dose per day. And I think, although, you know, you said you love the smell of garlic, not all significant others are as forgiving if you walk around smelling like a clove all day.
That's true. That is definitely true. What is it about, you said it, the aged garlic is the way to go. What is it about the aging, number one, and is it something that we can do at home, make our own aged garlic, or do you recommend that you just go buy some?
Well, you know, it might be easier to just buy it, but it is aged over a long period of time, it's kind of like, I always give patients the analogy that it's kind of like when we take grapes and turn it into wine. Right, it changes it. It becomes smoother. Uh-huh. It becomes it changes the fermentation of the of the molecule, and it becomes healthier. You know, we advocate wine for heart health. I don't advocate eating grapes for heart health.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I think aged garlic may be kind of a similar pathway where you age it, it becomes mellower, smoother. The odor goes away, so it's odorless. But I think also some of the noxious antioxidants get kind of taken out over time in an oxygen-free environment over 20 months.
I wonder if some of these phytonutrients become activated by being broken or crushed as a defense mechanism, as a plant defense mechanism. What do you think?
It very well may be. That's a great, great theory. And I think, you know, we certainly need more basic science research. There's a lot going on in Japan because this drug is, as I said, treated like a pharmaceutical. So they do a lot of basic science work there. On the mechanism and which of the molecules may be most beneficial.
Hey, Dr. Budoff, we're out of time. What's a good website for people to learn more about your work or about garlic in the heart?
Yeah, so, you know, the easiest website is www.kyolic.com, K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. It has all of my research on garlic, as well as a host of others from people around the world. So I would recommend that as a website to go to.
Dr. Budoff, Professor Dr. Budoff, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. You're an awesome advocate for garlic. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Matthew Budoff, Professor Matthew J. Budoff, excuse me, of the School of Medicine at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thank you so much for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening and week. We'll talk to you next Saturday. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.